They had actually experienced the problem firsthand. So they started out actually building a financial technology app direct to consumer. It was to help them track expenses, track spending, things like that. And they ran into the problem firsthand that they couldn't connect to bank infrastructure.
We went to a hackathon, a TechCrunch Disrupt hackathon, and we just built a product on top of our infrastructure and kind of launched it, and it ended up winning the hackathon. And we had a ton of people coming to us saying, hey, can I use the back end to that application you built, or can I kind of license your infrastructure to go build X, Y, or Z?
They made it big with their first customer, Venmo, which was not a household name at the time. That app, now owned by PayPal, has 40 million accounts in the U.S.
They had a pretty massive interchange fee, and Venmo wanted to switch their model to running on ACH rails, so direct bank transfers, which have a much lower fee. And they couldn't get consumers to actually link their accounts because it was too arduous, too difficult. It was a process where you had to type in your account number, your routing number. You had to wait 3 or 4 days, go log into your online banking or look at your bank statement, type in 2 and 4 cents. They did this trial deposit verification. It didn't work at all, and no one would do it on mobile devices. And so they came to us and said, hey, can you do this quickly and easily? And we, of course, had this instant onboarding process, which they started using. We grow as the first derivative of the fintech market. We're fortunate to have almost every fintech company that's built on top of Plaid. As the ecosystem grows, so do we. So for example, many of our lending customers use Plaid to help understand a consumer's complete picture of their finances as they're applying for a loan. So if I go to a bank and I want to apply for a mortgage, the bank can easily link the accounts that I have with them, but maybe I have a stock investment account. Maybe you have another checking account. Maybe I get funds from another place. How can I link all those accounts together, create a financial picture, and then use that to apply for the mortgage without having to come in with my 40 pages of documentation?
The old model of connecting a bank or transaction account by using a routing and ABA number and an account number, these are not things that are just lying around, whereas sort of your login to your bank is in your head most of the time.